This is the Straight Talk on business models and how they can be used together with business architecture. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by our guest star, Linda Finley. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I am good. We are thrilled to have you here today.
Thank you.
Linda is the founder and president of what we believe to be one of the world's largest communities of business architects, the Twin Cities Business Architecture Forum in Minnesota. She also launched the first post-secondary certificate program in business architecture back in 2013. And Linda is about to become a grandma for the first time, as her daughter is expecting a little girl any day now. We are honored to have Linda with us today to talk about business models and business architecture. And in the spirit of Straight Talk, we're going to keep this to just 5 minutes. So here goes. From the beginning, Linda, just briefly, what is a business model?
A business model describes the rationale of how an organization creates, delivers, and captures value. I think, and I continue to find new and expanding and broad definitions of business modeling. But I think that it articulates the value we provide to whom, through what relationships, via which channels, and by what means. So business models are an articulation of how this business looks, not how it works, but how it looks, and reinforces our purpose or our why.
The use of business models and the business model canvas has gained a lot of traction over the last few years. What value have you seen organizations gain by using them?
So one of the things that I spend a great deal of time talking about relative to business architecture is kind of a expanded view from the standards bodies and specifically the Business Architecture Guild and the BizBoc, of which I'm a great fan and an original groupie for, but I go a lot further with business architecture, and I talk about it in terms of purpose and what business this business is in. What value does this business provide? And so what I've used business models for is in all kinds of different ways to help organizations clarify their purpose and then test that understanding of their purpose to the next level of articulation, and then positions you in your organization to move into understanding which business capabilities you'll need to deliver your purpose, which gets us squarely into business architecture, as well as just helping organizations understand who their customers are, what value they provide, why that value matters to their customers, and then how they're aligned relative to their channels or relationships and the activities of the organization to deliver their why, which I'm a very big proponent of organizations understanding their purpose first.
Can you expand more on how business models and business architecture can work together?
Sure. I believe that business models are a really, really important and, you know, perhaps essential step between understanding that purpose, that intention of the organization, before we start developing our business architecture or establishing those blueprints for the organization. Business models help us understand where to start to define our capabilities, our business capabilities, by identifying through the business modeling process our activities, our key partners. So we begin to identify that first cut, that first list at business capabilities. So we know that through the Business Architecture Guild, the BizBoc has actually articulated a fairly large connection between business modeling and business architecture. In fact, we do have a white paper out on the publicly available resources on the Business Architecture Guild site that does speak to business models and how they relate to business architecture. I was participatory in putting some of that together, but really putting together the vision for what the business needs to do, which is, again, not how they do it, but what it needs to be to deliver value, before we start then defining those business capabilities and then all that they encompass and all the enablers of those capabilities, is what that business model does in the middle between that intention and then how that organization is structured, how that business is structured to deliver.
Fantastic. Anything else?
I've used the business modeling tool, not just for business at the startup level. I've also used business modeling tools for projects. I've used them for initiatives. I use them as an organization needs to reinvent itself or reestablish its understanding of itself. I've used it when there's been a merger or acquisition. I've used it for product. There's a lot of emphasis these days, a lot of movement towards product-based organizations, and we create business models for our product. What customers is that product going to serve? What value does that product provide? What channels will it be delivered through, and so on. So there's a lot of expansion that we could go into on business models and the business model frameworks, and then which all lead into good business architecture understanding, but not going to do that here, but wanted to put that out there as well.
Excellent. And one final question, Linda, because we love six-word memoirs. If you were to give a six-word memoir to how business models and business architecture work together, what would it be?
So six words. I'm going to say architecture creates context. Context enables understanding.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today, Linda. It's been a pleasure. And thank you all for joining us on Straight Talk. We'll talk again soon.